بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى: ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Another very very important aspect of our deen and part of our iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is part of the discussion that we are busy learning about with regard to adab, respect, honor, and having proper attitude towards these important great ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. One is known as the sha'air of Islam, the tenets of deen. There are certain things that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made total the differentiating factors and distinctions between Islam and those things that are besides Islam. Allah has given us certain outstanding features. For example, the Kaaba Sharif. The Kaaba Sharif is one great tenet of Islam. Everybody, the whole world knows, even the non-Muslim knows, that this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why not the very first house Allah ta'ala says that we put on the face of the earth so that you can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that whoever shows great honor, great respect, and appreciates these great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give us honor and respect. And the moment we take it lightly, we don't show respect, we don't honor, then we are deprived. And then we think that other forces, Allah Ta'ala in this world makes it such, as it is said so beautifully in Gujarati, Allah Ta'ala lakri hate ni mare. Allah doesn't come with a stick in this world to hit us. But Allah Ta'ala deprives us in such a way when we don't show respect and appreciate these ni'mats of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala, so to say, brings government, laws, etc. And we think that they are blocking us. But in reality, we have to see that it is because of my disrespect, my ungratefulness, that now I'm losing out. For example, with regard to the Kaaba Sharif, we have been taught by Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then all the learned and pious elders, that a person should not even stretch his legs towards the Kaaba Sharif. Today we see we are so unmindful, we don't even realize while sitting in the masjid today, we'll stretch our legs facing towards the Kaaba Sharif. There were those times that our ustads used to teach us that even while you're wearing your socks in the masjid, then don't wear your socks in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Turn your feet in the other direction. Because from the Kaaba Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is sending out spiritual rays of nur. And you show disrespect, now that nur will not affect you. And you are in fact, you are blocking that goodness that is coming. And you don't realize you lose out. So much so our elders have taught us, which we take it lightly, and that is what Allah Ta'ala says, there are so many important matters which are very simple. But what وَتَعْسَبُونَ وَحَيِّنَا وَوَإِنَّ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You regard it as small matters. But by Allah, these are great, great matters. You just appreciate that and see how Allah Ta'ala will give you honor and respect. Those who honored the Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Even we see the grandfather of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the coming of Islam, when Abraha wanted to destroy Kaaba Sharif, they knew that this was a huge army, we can't oppose them. So they went to Kaaba Sharif, they made dua, they said, Allah, this is your house, we can't oppose this army. And then he took his people out into the mountains, but because he showed respect to the Kaaba Sharif, Allah says, li'ila fi Quraysh. See, we put the love of the Quraysh in the hearts of the whole world and we gave them honor. When they were still not even proper Muslims, they were still at the days of ignorance. So we should realize and understand today we see we crying tears of blood. So to say the Haram Sharif is closed, Kaaba Sharif is closed, but we don't realize that did I show disrespect to Quran, the Kaaba Sharif. I just stretch my legs in that direction, whether it's in the masjid, at home. We should be teaching our children this also. That in the home also, don't stretch your legs towards Kaaba Sharif. That is the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat.
And so beautifully it is said in Salah, we face our direction towards the Kaaba Sharif, that is like the magnet. The first place where Allah created earth from is the Kaaba Sharif. So if you respect the Kaaba Sharif, Allah will respect, will give you respect. And then from there, the rahmat of Allah comes down onto the house of Allah, the Kaaba Sharif. So in namaz, our direction and the body should be towards the Kaaba Sharif, but our heart should be focused where Allah's rahmat is coming, the arsh of Allah.